Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I want to tell you today, as we're coming to the end of the extra hour, a key to success. A key to success. You know, so many people are looking at, and this is one of the keys to success, and everybody's trying so hard to be successful. And of course, when you talk to people, you start finding out their definition of success. But after a while, you think, you know, I just want to succeed. You know, I want to be successful in my business, in my marriage, in family, maybe business, whatever it is. And I'm looking at Proverbs in this wisdom moment of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. And he says, the word says, in his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. And let's just pause there for a moment and realize, my goodness, you think about it. So many people are worried about writing the wrong plan, but they don't understand you can write all day long, but how it's going to turn out is how God wanted it to turn out.
That's right.
You know, and that, you know, Romans 8:28, that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And so many people are scared to put a pen to the paper because they're thinking that their plan is going to overrule God's plan. But they don't realize once you write the plan, once you put down something you're going to do in your life, the next step is going to come because God allows it. And if it doesn't happen, then God's not allowing that particular step. And then he says in verse 3 and 4 of Proverbs 16, he says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Think about it. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and then your plans will succeed. Think about that. Well, I mean, you understand that you're committing your plans to God, who's going to determine your steps, even though you write your plan, and realize that it's going to succeed. It will succeed in God. And this is what he says. He goes on to say in verse 4, like I said, the Lord works everything out to his own end, which is really cool because, you know, sometimes we may miss it and we're writing this thing out, but we can always know how it ends up is how God wanted it to end up. And it's pretty cool. You say, well, this must have messed up because, you know, Jesus said, let's go to Jerusalem and minister for a while. Next thing you know, he's nailed to a cross. And, you know, we're running for our lives. And it was like something must have went wrong here. And the truth is that the Lord worked it out, the whole situation out, to his own end. He had his son offered up as a sin offering for everyone who will accept his son as their Lord and Savior and the only way to God. It looked like it came to a terrible end, and it was terrible what happened on the cross, but they chose to do this. Jesus chose this because he loves you and loves the Father. God chose to sacrifice his only son so that you and I could be in relationship with him, but he knew that he would raise his son up from the grave 3 days later, but he is willing to put his son through this agony, all the consequences of our sin that ever was and ever will be, on his son. And it looked like, hey, this thing is really messed up. And sometimes you're beginning to do things in your life and it looks like it's just utter ruin. How could this be this way? How could this work out this way? And you got to realize God's working things out to his own end. We're just characters in this huge theater playing our role that our Father has written for us under the empowerment of his Holy Spirit because of his son. And we shouldn't get so caught up in thinking how things turn out as much as did we obey? Did we do what we felt the Lord was calling us to do at the time we were called to do it? And realize that many are the plans in a man's heart, or a man plans the courses of his life, but it's the Lord determines his steps. And you can have confidence. Hey, the direction this thing's going, the direction my relationships are going, the direction this business is going, because I've dedicated it to God, it's going God's way. This is the way he wants it to go. And that confidence will release the Holy Spirit to do an awesome work in your life and in your ministry and in your marriage and in your relationships. Today's wisdom moments from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, 4, and 9. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. The Lord works out everything to his own end. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.